the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Thanks for listening today to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Bridget's here today. Thank you for listening today. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com is the email address, plus iHeartRadio Talk at Radio MD, and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special update station that you can customize for the kind of information you're specifically interested in. You can download the app. You can go to the web. If you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu and then look for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show in your way. And we thank you for listening along our network of wonderful stations at Radio MD. Thanks for that as well. Dr. Mike, let's roll. What do you think?
I agree. Let's roll.
So at 35 after the hour, this is a return guest. His name is David Zinchenko. His first book called Eat This, Not That. We talked to him about that. He's also written the Abs Diet books and the 8-Hour Diet. And his latest book is called Eat It to Beat It. And he's our guest at 35 minutes after the hour. I thought it's a phenomenal read. It's a phenomenal read, and it's a reference book. And it'll be great talking with him today in about 30 minutes.
He is a great writer, so it's a lot of fun.
So what's your take on this guy who ate McDonald's for 90 days and lost 40 pounds and knocked 80 points off his cholesterol?
Well, if you get thinner, no matter what you eat, you will do that. Now, the trick is to both keep the weight off and then not get a lot of sugar in your diet. So it's very possible to do this. And in fact, in the book Eat It to Beat It, you can find choices. Even in our You on a Diet book, we listed the best choices at fast food restaurants. And so you can find a lot of choices that are excellent and healthy and that you can do it at those. But it is, you've got to work at it to do it.
So what I take, and let me tell you what he did. If you're not familiar with what he did, you know what he did. But I mean, his experiment with his kids, his science class was they created a diet for him that couldn't go past 2,000 calories a day. It's 2,000 calories a day. 2,500 is average for men. He started exercising. He walked every day for 45 minutes. Not only did he lose 40 pounds, his cholesterol nosedived from 250 to a 170. And what he said was, the point is simple. It's a choice. We all have choices. It's not McDonald's that makes us fat. It's the choices we make that make us fat, not McDonald's.
That's exactly the theme of this whole show, right? We say that your choices have a chance of keeping you thin or making you, if you will, not thin. And you can do whatever you want. And so that's the great advantage of you controlling what you eat. But it does mean, as we'll learn from David in the next half hour, that you have to be educated. And a lot of the times it's best to do your own cooking.
So the point is moderation and exercise. I mean, I think you're never going to ever get away from these fast food companies. And my question to David at 35 after the hour is: Americans eat $18 billion burgers a year. So to think that people are going to stop eating hamburgers, and these are not just the fast food burgers; these are the gourmet burgers you find at some of these other restaurants. The gourmet burgers. I mean, if we're eating $18 billion a year, I think it's naive to think that we're going to stop eating hamburgers. But again, it's the choices you make. So moderation and exercise. Because I don't think we'll ever get away from totally eliminating fast food from people's diet. People just like it that much. But to me, it's moderation. Eat anything in moderation. And the exercise, I think, is the number one key for me.
Well, I think exercise is key, but I don't think it's eat anything. We know some foods are toxic to your body and some foods addict you. So saturated fat and simple sugars are both toxic and addicting. And the reason they're toxic is the simple sugars change the way your proteins function. And the saturated fat and, in fact, red meat change the way the bacteria inside your body function so that you produce more inflammatory proteins causing inflammation in your body. So we know that there are some specific things. So from just a weight loss standpoint, you are absolutely correct. But from an absolute health standpoint, you want to avoid simple sugars, added syrups. And in fact, you can do those in moderation, but moderation is pretty tough, meaning it's 4 grams of simple sugar per hour. And if you look at it, that's, you know, the average bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios is 6 grams. So you couldn't have Honey Nut Cheerios, but you could have, in fact, the regular Cheerios, in fact, 2 bowls of it, as long as you didn't have any milk that had simple sugars on it.
I was going to say so. My point was, you know, moderation and exercise. But I thought to myself, sounds just like the typical American, right?
Right.
Not moderation and exercise.
Well, in fact, that's one of the articles this week. It was one of the top stories of the week. When you look at boys and girls, very few of them, I think it was 18%, get 60 minutes of activity, even 5 days a week, let alone 7 days a week. And I think it was an equal number, 18% or so, get none, hit none, no criteria for getting 1 day with 60 minutes of activity. So we aren't doing enough exercise or physical activity or movement. Movement, just walking or doing dancing, we aren't doing that to any degree of quantity.
You know, you're right about that. I think the thing I heard was one in four kids don't get as much exercise as you suggested they need to every day. 45 minutes to an hour.
3 in 4 don't get that amount of exercise.
What? Yeah, 1 in 4 does. Right, 1 in 4 does. That's what I meant. 3 out of 4 don't get the required amount of exercise. Something, another trap again that people fall into with regard to moderation and what they eat is, well, I can fall back on medications because I take a cholesterol pill, I take a high blood pressure pill. You know what I mean by that? I think people fall back on that as a safety net, and that's a horrible mistake too.
Well, that's exactly
right.
Well,
it's amazing when you see
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bridget.
I was going to say that it's amazing when you see the transformation of the patients that come into the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute and the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, and they start these programs that we offer, the lifestyle programs of diet, exercise, stress, yoga, and they are able to get off of their medication. And it's such an amazing thing to watch that for so long they were dependent on these medications to manage their disease, and more often than not, they're able to completely be off of them, or at least to lower their dosage by the end of the program.
Mike, can you, before the break, one of the stories this week is the diet and exercise theme that we talked about, and there's a big study of women's health about the cancer benefits of diet and exercise, too.
Right. I actually think that what we should do is have Bridget talk on that one. Bridget?
Can you do it in a minute?
Yeah, I can try. Okay, so the older women, they looked at 66,000 postmenopausal women, so they were between the ages of 50 to 79, and they found that the women that followed the American Cancer Guidelines for prevention, which includes maintaining a healthy weight, increasing physical activity, eating well, and drinking alcohol in moderation, had a 17% lower risk of cancer. They had a 20% lower risk of cancer-related death, and a 27% lower risk of death from all causes. So they were able to show that reducing your risk of cancer is possible by following these prevention guidelines of eating well, being active, and lowering your intake of alcohol.
And really, they have a very mild diet, meaning it's not very strict or very stiff at all. You could do much better with more, but we'll be back after the break, Joe.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Mike. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.